Welcome back to another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. Hopefully this works out. I might have to ditch this. I am walking, but I just had a bunch of thoughts pop into my head. I wanted to get them down because I thought it would make a good podcast. So otherwise, I'll just forget the whole thing. But anyway, so earlier I was working on updating a report I had written. This will probably go out to email subscribers. If you're not one, go to thesoccerspecialist.com/7day. It's the number 7 day. Okay, get a free seven day ball control program, but then you also get the email newsletter, which gives you a whole bunch of other information. Anyway, so I was working on updating that, and I'd also seen some videos the other day. You've probably seen like this every once in a while. They go viral on Instagram or something of, you know, some 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kid who's just amazing with the ball and his moves and fancy and dribbling through the other team. And girls, too. I actually saw a girl the other day who was amazing. But anyway, it got me thinking, while that is so, so important, it's obviously something, if you've been following me for a while, you know I love to see. I think all players should be doing that. We should be focusing on that at younger ages, getting them really comfortable with the ball at their feet. However, the other side of that that I think is really important is that when you have a player who is that much more comfortable with the ball and skilled with his or her moves at a young age, it's important to also challenge them to be better, to keep improving, because what happens a lot of times is it looks really impressive when we watch these videos, but you also have to remember these are young defenders who are also learning and don't really necessarily know what they're doing, and they don't come across players like that all the time, right? Like almost never. So while the move may also be impressive and you see them beating the defenders and so forth, if they're not continually challenged and improving those moves, whether it's a sole roll or scissor or whatever it is they're doing, as they get older, as the other players get better, defenders get better, bigger, stronger, faster, they learn to not just be incredibly aggressive, because that's a lot of times what you see at young ages, because kids can't control the ball well. You've got defenders who are really aggressive and they just go dive right in and they win tackles, and that's how they get the ball. And that's why offensive players struggle, because they're not comfortable enough with the ball to avoid that. Whereas when they get older, if you get comfortable with the ball and you defenders are still diving in like that, you pick up fouls, you find ways to get them to foul you, or you simply flick the ball in a different direction and you go by them. And one of the things we have to remember with these kids when they're good with the ball at a young age is that if they don't improve their quality of what they're doing, it's not going to work against the players that are still around when they're older, because like I said, they're bigger, stronger, faster, but they're also smarter. And I think the simplest example that I can give you is what you see a lot too, what's a go-to move to a lot of players, especially fast ones. Let's say you're out in the right, you're in your right wing or right outside mid or whatever it is, and you're going at a defender at speed, and a lot of times what you see is with the outside of the right foot or the inside of the left foot, they push the ball towards the sideline area, and the quote-unquote dribble might be 5 or might be 10 yards, and they outrace the defender to the ball because they have that superior speed. As they get older, as defenders get smarter, what you see a lot in those plays, they don't work anymore because the defender simply drop steps, puts themselves between the ball and the offensive player to shield it away, and they're first to the ball. And now that go-to move that looks so great at 9, 10, 11 doesn't work anymore at 12, 13, 14. And so it's really, really important, players, to understand that you need to keep getting better with the ball. You need to keep challenging yourself to improve your moves. You know, your go-to pullback or V or you know, sole roll or step over or scissor, whatever it is that is beating defenders at 9, it probably won't beat those defenders, same defenders, at 11, 12, 13, unless you improve the quality. So never stop working on getting better, even if you're at a point at a young age where you are skilled enough to beat defenders. Understand that you still need to work on your quality. You still need to work hard and get touches on the ball so that you can, your improvements with the ball can keep pace with the defender's improvements without the ball. I'm going to leave it there for now. I know this is kind of a short one, but I wanted to get all of that out. Hopefully you enjoyed this. You got something out of it. I really appreciate you for listening. I appreciate all the people who take the time to leave a rating or a review on Spotify or Apple, who share the podcast with their friends and so on and so forth. And I am going to leave it there. I really hope this works audio. I'm going to play it back and see. Hopefully there's not too much background noise. But I will talk to you later.